Let's get our message straight. 1. The proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom was the only gospel preached by Jesus, Mark 1:14-15, John the Baptist, Luke 16:16, commission to the 12, Luke 9:1-6, Mark 6:7-13, then to the 70 sent out by Christ, Luke 10:1-12 and verse 16, Peter, Acts 2, 2 Peter 1:10-11, Philip, Acts 8:5-8 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul, Acts 14:19-22, 19:8-10, 20:20-27, 28:23-31, James, James 2:5, John, Revelation 1:9, John 3, and all the Christians throughout the end of the age, Matthew 24:14. Within that message is the proclamation of Jesus as Lord and King in his redemptive work, Romans 10:9-10. 2. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, Luke 24:47. 3. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, Acts 2:41-42. 4. Jesus said, "Follow me," Luke 9:23. If one were to suggest that the time would come when a group of evangelical Christians would be arguing for a salvation without repentance, without a change of behavior or lifestyle, without a real avowal of the lordship and authority of Christ, without perseverance, without discipleship, and a salvation which does not necessarily result in obedience and works, and with a regeneration which does not necessarily change one's life, most believers of several decades ago would have felt such would be an absolute impossibility. But believe it or not, the hour has come. Richard P. Belcher. The terrible thing is that so many preachers today, under the pretense of magnifying the grace of God, have represented Christ as the minister of sin, as one who has through his atoning sacrifice procured an indulgence for men to continue gratifying their fleshly and worldly lust. Provided a man professes to believe in the virgin birth and vicarious death of Christ, those preachers who tell sinners they may be saved without forsaking their idols, without repenting, without surrendering to the lordship of Christ, are as erroneous and dangerous as others who insist that salvation is by works and that heaven must be earned by our own efforts. Arthur Pink. Any professed faith in Christ as personal Savior that does not bring the life under plenary obedience to Christ as Lord is inadequate and must betray its victim at the last. John MacArthur. Something to think about. A.W. Tozer states, "Now it seems odd that none of these teachers ever noticed that the only true object of saving faith is none other than Christ himself, not the saviorhood of Christ, nor the lordship of Christ, but Christ himself. God does not offer salvation to the one who will believe on one of the offices of Christ, nor is an office of Christ ever presented as an object of faith. Neither are we exhorted to believe on the atonement, nor on the cross, nor on the priesthood of the Savior. All of these are embodied in the person of Christ, but they are never separated, nor is one ever isolated from the rest. Much less are we permitted to accept one of Christ's offices and reject another. The notion that we are so permitted is a modern-day heresy, I repeat, and like every heresy, it has had evil consequences among Christians."